Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's had a career of, I don't know, 40-something years in broadcasting. Been an ag teacher, run his own farm and ranches. Derry Brownfield, talk about the animal ID and the premises ID acts coming through at the federal and state levels. Really scary stuff coming up the next segment. Jim Babka, he has his own radio program here on the weekends on Genesis, and the website's downsizedc.org. He was colleagues with Harry Brown, who was a big libertarian icon who died on March 1st of Lou Gehrig's disease at his home with his family in Tennessee. And Jim is still carrying the torch, one of the co-founders with him. Jim, I want to take a few calls from James and Paul and Jim here, but real quick, tell us when your radio show comes on the GCN Radio Network.
5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, GCNlive.com.
On what days of the week?
Sunday.
And folks, you can tune in Sunday routinely when I'm out doing work in the yard or driving around doing errands. I tune into the show and always learn legislatively what's going on. It's a really good place to stay up to speed on legislative matters. Just from the times I've listened, which is a couple times a month, Jim, I get the idea you guys really focus on legislation.
We really do. We're trying to bring Congress under control. I've been down the partisan path trying to help get the right guy elected and been disappointed every single time. And so we've learned that the system's basically rigged. We challenged it in 2003.
Yeah, Washington's like a vending machine. You go put money in or you go lobby and then you pull the lever and what you want comes out.
But we want to harass them to within an inch of their life. We want to be jamming up not only the messages.
Under the Patriot Act, Section 802, that's an act of terror.
I want to have phone calls going in. I want to have their constituents visiting them. I want to have faxes jamming their machines. I want them to go home and hear our ads when they get back to their districts. That's my vision.
That does have an effect, by the way. Well, you're doing a great job, and our affiliates out there should pick up the broadcast. Let's talk to James in Maryland. James, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I was hoping to hear both of your comments on the free trade area of the Americas.
Well, the good news is we shot down the next phase of that. EU expansion was shot down last year. So people are getting wise, Jim. We're having some victories.
Yeah, and free trade doesn't require a stack of government documents and a whole new bureaucracy to be created. Free trade is when someone decides that they want to buy something from someone else and the other person wants to sell it, they agree on a price, and they're done. That doesn't
require
bureaucracy.
Yeah, when they say free and fair trade, it means Pan-American Union, it means global police forces,
that's exactly
global
what it means.
Taxes.
It means a loss of sovereignty.
That's how the EU started, was a, quote, European economic community. They go, oh, it's just an economic deal. And really now it's a total police state.
It really is, and they're starting to impose things like on, you know, health standards. They're starting to determine what kind of vitamins
oh, you criticize somebody, you're going to jail.
Yep. Hate crimes.
James, does that answer your question?
Yes, who do either one of you, both of you actually think is going to be our next president, and I'll listen.
Well, I've said I don't think the presidency matters. The globalists have got that bought and paid for, and it's going to be their pony. They always, I mean, whether it's Hillary or whether it's some Republican, it doesn't matter. It's the same agenda, Jim.
I think it's going to be Mark Warner, but I agree with you. I don't think it matters.
That's the Virginian governor?
Yes. What DownsizedDC.org is all about is about going around the electoral process and focusing on putting the pressure on the people in office, making it mind-numbing and relentless.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's going to be the governor of Virginia.
Yeah, he's the most centrist, and he's in the South, and I think he kind of follows the pattern of Clinton. I think the Democrats want him, and I think George Bush has really hurt the Republicans'
chances. I agree with you. And he went to the Bilderberg last year, and he's going this year, we're told. And so that's, I mean, he'll be knighted right there, and he's sworn in by Beelzebub himself. So very, very serious situation. All right. Don't worry, Paul, Jim, many others that are holding. We'll get to you next hour with Derry Brownfield for another 20 minutes or so. We'll have Riding Shotgun with us as well. Jim Babka of DownsizedDC.org. You can link through to his website if you missed it at Infowars.com. Every day the guests we have on are listed right from the main page, so you can just go right there, one-stop place to kind of a nexus port there for you to go all over the web. Infowars.com and link through over to DownsizedDC.org. Get involved. You know, don't say, oh, we can't fight City Hall, can't fight D.C. You don't know until you get involved in the battle. Lobbying, activism, advocacy really does work. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Jim Babka is riding shotgun with us right now from downsizedc.org, group that he co-founded with Harry Brown, the late libertarian icon who died at his home in Tennessee March 1st, leaving behind a wife and many children, and of course, best-selling author and just a real gentleman, a good friend of mine. The times I'd met him personally and had him on as a guest, so we've been kind of eulogizing him while talking about the police state. And now, for the rest of this hour, I am honored on short notice to be joined by the illustrious Gary Brownfield, because I've been trying to get these local lawyers, these local veterinarians on, people that are fighting it at the Texas level with this Animal ID Act, and they're just all afraid to come on. They're like, well, I'll be down there at the legislature, or I'll be down at the meeting, but I just don't want to get them too mad at me. And so I said, you know what, this morning I told my producer, I said, call Gary Brownfield. He'll come on and talk about it, and he's the real expert. I mean, he's been broadcasting for decades and runs his own ranch and farm and been an ag teacher and traveled all around the country. And I listen to his show every morning right here on the Genesis Network when I'm getting ready for my own show here at the office. We have Gary Brownfield on in the background. He's syndicated, I don't know, something like 80-something stations and really has a big effect. He's one of the biggest alternative radio shows in the country. Let me just read out of the Star-Telegram last week. This is March 5th, okay? So this ain't our opinion. I mean, they're admitting it. It goes, under the guise of public health and national security. Oh, by the way, the headline's Big Brother is Watching the Children's Pig. Under the guise of public health and national security, the new federal program isn't couched this way these days. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has inundated the National Animal Identification System. The program applies to anyone who owns or handles food animals and livestock, veterinarians included. Any property owner who has livestock is being encouraged. For now, it's just an invitation. It's not really true. But by January 2008, it could be mandatory unless the program is derailed. To register the physical location with the government and to electronically tag on-site animals so their movements can be tracked through global positioning satellites. And it goes on to say, Howard Garnett isn't just passionate about organic gardening and how to rid Texas yards on the fire ant scourge. The dirt doctor of radio fame, WBAP 820, I listened to him when I was a kid, is hopping mad about federal animal registration program he calls a bureaucratic boondoggle. So see, this is mainstream. And I've got the National Identification System, USDA, little yellow, kind of burnt orange handout, 14 pages. I have the premises identification, USDA. APHIS, United States Department of Agriculture handout, and we've got the minutes of state board meetings they've had. The state just signed over total authority to them in the last legislature, and they're saying at the state level, again, the feds go, oh, it'll be voluntary until 2008, but we're going to lobby the states to make it the law. You'll have to pay for this, and then for the veterinarian to render any care, you'll have to pay for this. To leave your house with your horse, you'll have to call ahead and tell Big Brother you're leaving. The cell towers will track these chips and triangulate with the satellites. I mean, I just read the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, boys and girls. I mean, it's as if I wrote this article. It ain't coming. It's here. And every time they're about to have another meeting to, quote, get our feedback, and they learn 500 of us are going to show up, they keep canceling it. So the man who's been watching this nationwide and tracking it for the last few years, I heard him years ago talking about this, is Derry Brownfield. Derry, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on the air, Alex. I just came back from a meeting that we held last night, just a little local thing, but people are getting upset about this, and there's plenty of reason to. You know, I kind of have to laugh at you guys in Texas because you are the people that really tipped the scales, and I think your Texas Animal Health Committee probably has done more to wake up the nation than anything that has happened up to this point. Because that obnoxious, stupid, ridiculous law that was passed in Texas, you know, when we're going to tag grandma's little canary because it's a bird and it could get the bird flu and we need to know where it is, I mean, that really tipped their hand as to what is going on here. And
I mean, if people think the IRS is bad, this is a whole new class. And of course, you've covered it. I've learned all this from you and checked out the documents. It's totally accurate. This whole thing's being pushed by big agribusiness to shut down the small producers when their own international numbers show the bird flu and other big outbreaks and problems are caused by the big ultra farms. It's never from the small farms. We don't cause the problem. The ranch and farm my family runs in northeast Texas doesn't cause problems. It's the big filthy operations that do.
Well, it's the Tysons and the Cargills and the Smithfields, and those are the people that put tens of thousands, and in the case of poultry, millions of birds together in just one little area, you know. But anyway, let me give your listeners a little bit of economic animal agriculture history right quickly. It doesn't take long. But back when I was a kid, before you were around, Alex, but your parents can tell you, everybody on the farm had a few of about everything in the way of animals and poultry. In other words, we were diversified. Farmers had a few cows. They had a few chickens. They had a few pigs. They had a few ducks and geese and turkeys or whatever it happened to be, sheep and lambs. And we were diversified. And then along comes the great integrators, the multinational corporations. Back in those days, they weren't necessarily multinational. They were just the big agricultural corporations. They hadn't gone overseas yet. But they took over the poultry industry. When I was with the Department of Agriculture in the state of Missouri back in 1962 and 3 and 4, we'd get out a chicken and egg report every day. We called it the poultry and egg report. We could tell you what eggs were worth on different markets, what broiler chickens were worth on different markets, what killing hens, you know, what butcher hens were worth. Today there is no such thing as a poultry market because the integrators have taken these poultry and put them in their integrated houses, and the only people today that are in the poultry business are either working for or are contracted to the Cargills, the Tysons, the Purdue's, and those kind of
operations. So they created oligopolies. An oligopoly, for those who don't know, is where groups within an industry team up to create a monopoly.
They've got it. All right. They monopolized the poultry in the 50s and 60s. In the 70s and 80s, they monopolized the hogs. There's very few people can raise hogs today to sell on an open market, mainly because, number one, there is no open market.
And now they're monopolizing the beef.
They want to monopolize the beef. They've got the slaughter cattle market pretty well under control, but to grow cattle, and this is something that the typical American has been misled. They talk about how many pounds of grain it takes to produce a pound of beef, and we ought to be feeding that grain to the poor folks over in Indonesia and what have you. But actually, cattle grow on grass. And it takes a lot of acres and a lot of grass to grow cattle. So the cows and the calves, the mama cows and the baby calves, are out on farms and ranches across this country. And the multinational corporations don't really know where they are.
Open range.
More or less. But they're on farms and ranches all over the country. And this upsets the multinational corporations.
Because they can't fix the market.
They can't fix the market on the feeder cattle. So once this thing goes into effect, where they put a tag or a chip or whatever it happens to be in every animal's ear, then they're going to know when that animal, if you go back and read your...
And then they can start heaping more regulation on to knock out the people that got 20 cows.
That's the whole idea. That is the whole idea. It's to control the entire food supply here in the United States of America. And not only here in America, it's around the world. You see, a lot of people will say, oh, this is an American thing, the Department of Agriculture got it going, you know, and yes, the Department of Agriculture was instrumental. Let me read you just a little clip here. Now, this came from...
We've got about 45 minutes left, plenty of time. We're honored to have you. I also want to take some calls later and play some clips. But we've got Jim Babka of DownsizedDC.org. He's got to leave us in just a few minutes, and then we've got a break.
Go to Jim. Go to whoever you got there.
Yeah, I wanted to, just for a minute or two, get his take on what's happening here and then let him go.
You bet.
Then we'll go to break, Derry, and come back and get into more details on this because you are the expert. We're honored to have you. Jim, listening to this in closing, your organization, of course, co-founded with the late Harry Brown, and you've been here today with us eulogizing him. In closing, what do you think of this National Animal ID Act and Premises ID Act?
I'm left with nothing but questions. I'm curious what Derry thinks would be the point of pressure that people can apply at the federal level. How is there something we can do in Congress about this? I mean, DownsizedDC.org routinely puts together campaigns. What's the pressure point here?
Derry, what is the pressure point? How do we lobby? How do we stop this?
The only way that I can see possibly to stop it, and we've got the odds against us because Congress thinks the American Farm Bureau Federation is a farm organization. It is not. It's backing this thing. National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a packer organization, although they use our checkoff dollars every time we sell a calf. They get a buck out of it, and they're using it to fight us. They're using this to try to get this thing passed. We also have Digital Angel in there that's putting millions and millions of dollars into the politicians' coffers to get this passed.
Is there a bill number?
No, there is no bill number, and the Department of Agriculture knows.
It's all regulations.
The Department of Agriculture knows Congress would never pass this thing. We could beat it if it was in Congress, but it's not.
No, they just say, oh, it's a regulation to stop the terrorists.
Well, what they're trying to do is to get the states to go along with it, and you guys in Texas fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
I know, we're pathetic. I know.
And
George W. wouldn't do nothing wrong.
So they're trying to get the states to make to pass a law so that it becomes a state law, you see.
All right. We're going to break now. Jim, I want to thank you for joining us. The website, DownsizedDC.org, and folks can go there and help you guys do battle with the big boys. We'll talk to you in the near future.
I look forward to it, Alex.
You bet. And soon I'll play some clips of Harry Brown's last show that he also had here on the network. Derry, before we break, tell folks about DerryBrownfield.com.
Much about DerryBrownfield.com. Alex, I'm one of those people that are completely 100% computer illiterate.
Well, it's a nice website, and I think your webmaster's doing a great job. It's pretty, too. So we got a link to it up on Infowars.com on the main page, and people should visit it. There's lots of good straight talk there about how the ignorance is going to seed. Right, Derry?
Hey, sometimes it's in full bloom, is it not?
We'll be right back with another segment with Derry.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is what the feds always do. They have one of their agencies say, we'll give you federal money, states, if you implement this. And then the legislature says, okay, passes a law giving some little unelected board total power. Then they say, hey, we're going to make you take the chips. We're going to have it satellite track. We're going to run everything. We're going to have inspectors. And this is the federal plan. And there are so many families I know out in Fredericksburg or out in Llano or out in places like Johnson City, or you can go out to Fairfield, Texas, or Buffalo, Texas, where I know farming and ranching communities, so many people drive bulldozers during the day and then have maybe 50, 60 cows you know, back on a piece of family property. They're able to pay the taxes with the money from those cows. They're able to buy a new farm truck every 6-7 years with that. They're able to maybe pay for a tractor with that, or maybe, you know, buy their kids new clothes. They're living off those cows. And you take those cows away, you add a bunch of bureaucracy, it's over. So as if, see, rural communities have learned how to survive in some cases. A few are hanging on by their fingernails, and with all this new regulation, that's over. Now, Derry, I've heard you say that. I mean, am I paraphrasing you, or is that accurate?
Well, you're pretty accurate. You're pretty much right on. I was going to, before we had to run a moment ago.
Yeah, read that quote.
Yeah, I was going to read a quote from Jim Farley, because just to show you what has been going on in the history of this animal ID. Now, Jim Farley is now the Livestock Program Director for the Illinois Farm Bureau, but 10 years ago he served as co-chairman of the first Info ID Expo. It was held in St. Louis, Missouri, more than 10 years ago, and here's what he writes. At that time, we introduced a wealth of technology to the industry and started building the framework which would ultimately become National Animal ID System. Now, that was done 10 years ago. Just to show you that this is a global project. We have had the animal ID going on in Australia. They started 6 years ago down there. The European communities had animal ID for 3 or 4 years. Canada's had it for a couple of years. Other countries have had it, and it's because it is sponsored by these same corporations. It's the national or the multinational corporations that are in the animal food business.
Well, we talked about that last hour, just on every issue. The lobbyists come pay off the politicians
to
get the laws they want, and the same lobbyists go to the state level and do the exact same thing. And I've read over in Europe and Australia, they're arresting farmers using satellites, trackers. I mean, they're under a hellish system.
Well, they're doing the same thing right here in the United States.
I know, exactly. I saw articles where they're using satellites to spy on farmers in Colorado.
Well, any place where they grow these biotechnical seed crops, like Monsanto is one of the worst enemies that the farmer has. But this is a global thing, and it's set up on a global basis. The multinational corporations that are in the food business don't care whether they buy cattle out of Australia, Argentina, wherever it happens to be. They want to buy where they can get the cheapest. They don't care about quality. They don't care about sanitation. They just want to get the cattle in. And these other countries have advantages that we don't. So they don't care. Actually, they're in favor of putting the American farmer out of business. You see, the American farmer has OSHA to contend with. We have EPA to contend with. We have wetlands. We have endangered species. You can go down to Brazil and do anything you want to do. Nobody
cares. Well,
that's
the thing. I've looked at these international agreements and listened to you cover it and read the documents. They don't have to go through all these regulations. They don't have to ensure all these things. They just make Americans do it like everything else. And then just like China's got all of our engineering and all of our manufacturing now, well, it's going to be the same thing. In fact, already, Derry, I'm right here in the middle of Texas with farms and ranches everywhere, and already about half the food I see at the grocery store is from Mexico.
Absolutely. Over a third of our food that you'll see at the local grocery store today has come from some other country.
Well, it's worse in Texas when we're right up against the border.
Well, I'm sure it is. And, you know, a lot of that, they say, oh, you know, the Mexican farmers are doing all this. The Mexican farmers are not doing it. It's American farmers that have had to go to Mexico, just like textile business. The same companies are doing it. They're just doing it in Mexico or they're in China.
Well, here's an example. I can get T-shirts made for $2 a piece in Mexico, but I have them made in America, and the cheapest I can get is about $5.50.
Right.
But I still do that.
All right, but you see, you're not in the textile business. If I was
having to compete with it, with my bottom line being double what it was, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it. No, you're doing it as more or less as a hobby or something to kind of go along with what you're doing, and you want to say, hey, it's all American, and I agree with that 100%, but that's why there's no more textiles in the United States.
Well, it's also because Americans are so stupid, they slit their own throat 10 years ago, and there was still a few American-made things at Walmart. Now you're not going to find them, period.
No, I call it eating our own seed potatoes. We've eaten the seed.
Exactly. We ate the seed. And now you've done it, folks. Now you're all losing your jobs and you're wondering why, but you're still going to buy. Don't buy from China. Buy from India, Mexico. At least they're not completely evil. We'll be right back with Derry Brownfield. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out webtactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's webtactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live. We've got about 26 and a half minutes left right here on Real Talk Radio, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Derry Brownfield, who this network is honored to carry on our satellites, comes on right before the broadcast begins every day. He's on from 10 to 11 Central Standard Time from up there in Missouri. And he's done it all, folks. He's quite a character, and we're honored to have him. We're going to go back to him in just a minute. I said I'd play a few minutes of this, and later this week, if John reminds me, I'll probably play 20 minutes of it or so. This is Harry Brown's last broadcast before he had to totally quit with Lou Gehrig's disease. And so this is a few months ago, and he died on March 1st at his home in Tennessee. So I thought I'd just play a few minutes of this. This is Jim, who was on with us last hour, co-hosting, because he was so sick that on some of his last broadcasts he'd have to quit. He was doing it from his hospital bed in Tennessee. So you talk about toughing it out and really never even tell anybody that he was sick. He kept it real quiet. Here it is.
Well, let's get right back into it, because I know Harry Brown's got a lot to say to you here tonight. We've been talking about the whether or not there really is a war on terror. You know, Harry, you know, we worked together on a project called truthaboutwar.org, and at that site, which was frozen in time when the firing started, the shock and awe campaign in Iraq.
Before the U.S. invaded
Iraq. Right, we froze the page, so it's still there for people to go and see after they get past the flash page. From the home page on, it's been frozen. We talked about this, and you know, it seems to me at the time it was fairly obvious to anybody who had any understanding of what the dynamics of Iraq were that this was going to be this situation was going to be a problem. You've got a country that's two-thirds basically Shia or Shiite, and then the remaining balance is split between the Sunnis and the Kurds. The Sunnis were actually the smallest group and potentially the most moderate. This idea that there was going to be a right-wing religious leadership emerging in the country seemed obvious at the time.
Yeah, and that the dominoes would fall. most all of it has come to pass just as so many people predicted, not just us, but we were fortunate in having a place where people could go and get a lot of good information and a lot of good insights. Because what the press was giving and what the politicians were saying and what the foreign leaders were acting on was 90% what the Bush administration was saying. And here was an opportunity to get insights and a bit of history. There are so many people out there who understand the history of Iraq, people like Eric Margolis or Robert Siegel or Charlie Reese. Who have taken the trouble to understand the background of what was going on and to point out, you can't just walk in there. They're not going to throw flowers at you as you march down the main street of Baghdad. That's not the way it's going to work, because this has all happened before, and it didn't turn out this way, and it's not going to turn out this way this time. Well,
no, Harry, I understand now that
all right, so, again, we'll hear more of that later this week. I just got the editor today to play some of his last broadcast. Just a great guy. Again, that's Harry Brown. Now, Derry Brownfield, I want to get back into animal ID, but since I played that clip, as I promised I would last hour, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The whole Iraq war situation, actually the PNAC documents, and other documents put out by these globalists clearly states that they knew it would break into civil war and that that's what they wanted, to balkanize and weaken that region and then just build permanent military bases to guard the oil being taken out of the region. Now, just your quick take on Iraq.
You know, I don't know enough about it. I really don't. I don't even try to study it. I do know this. That a lot of it has to do with the American dollar and the ability of our American dollar to stand up against foreign currencies. And it looked like Saddam Hussein, in fact, I think he did actually, say that he was going to switch on his oil deals from the American dollar to the euro. And that's exactly what Iraq is wanting to do at the present time.
Well, you're right. Iran's going to their own oil borscht.
I mean Iran.
No, you're right. Well, the two are the same, basically. But they're going over to that, and it's really upsetting people. I do think that's part of the larger equation. You know, that's the problem with having free sovereign nations to begin with. They can't have any countries that are sovereign because then they won't play along with this whole New World Order.
Well, the whole idea of the New World Order is to do away with barters. And, you know, we see it happening right here in the United States. They want to do away with, if you look at the way that these committees are being set up, they're being set up on watersheds. Well, a watershed is everywhere a drop of rain falls, and it runs into a creek and then a river, et cetera.
Well, there are whole towns that now tax the water from rain.
Right, but I mean, they want to do away with county lines. So if they do away with county lines, they can do away with county governments.
Well, that's what they're doing. Have you heard the latest MSNBC where DynCorp isn't just going to be in New Orleans? They're going to take over whole sheriff's departments?
I don't doubt that a bit.
I couldn't believe it. We covered it last in the first hour. Almost half of the sheriff's deputies are going to be DynCorp, under DynCorp command, wearing sheriff's deputies' uniforms.
You see, when we have a sovereign nation and a sovereign state, the county sheriff is the top commander as far as law enforcement is in that county. He has control over the FBI. The highway patrol can't come in without asking the sheriff. But again, the federal government buys off the sheriff. They say, well, you know, we can get you a couple of new cars and some radios and some equipment, and, you know, you just kind of have to go along with this. And the sheriff says, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea, boy.
Derry, what's it like for you? I mean, you're not a spring chicken. You've been around a while. What is it like for you to grow up when this country was a lot freer to now see what it's become? And secondarily, what would the old-timers, when you were a young man, I mean, those are real Americans. What would they do if they saw all this happen? What would happen if you know, one of them fell asleep like Rip Van Winkle and woke up and saw this happening today?
Well, remember the Boston Tea Party?
Ah, yes, the Green Dragon Inn.
I think we would just have more Boston Tea Parties. You know, they used to ride people out of town on a rail. They used to use tars and feathers. And then, if that didn't work, they had a thing they called a hanging tree. You say, yeah, but they're vigilantes, and that was bad. You know, they used to hang horse thieves, and boy, there wasn't many horses got stolen back in those days.
Well, you hung a horse thief because a horse was somebody's livelihood. You took them, and they might starve.
But the point I'm making is, you know, a lot of that, go back to the scriptures. The Bible never says we should build jails. There's no place in the Bible that says we should build jails or penitentiaries.
No, you're right. People were held in the temple, and then justice was dispensed.
That justice was dispensed, and the person who was hurt the most is the one that got to throw the first stone.
Boy.
Well, go back and study your Bible history.
No,
a
you're
bit.
Right. You're right. I agree with you.
And you know, that, let me give you a good example. Now, we're way off the subject of animal ID here, but my grandmother, you see, they were all born back about 1860, somewhere along there, right during the Civil War. They remember, my grandfather could remember the Civil War. He was just a little kid, but he could remember it. And my grandmother said that they hung somebody at the Cooper County Courthouse lawn, on the Cooper County Courthouse lawn, and they let school out. And the hall of school children went down, and they watched this public hanging. And she remembered that. She lived to be 97 or something years old. She never forgot that.
And these were very moral people. You didn't have much
crime. They were moral.
I mean, they wouldn't sit around watching violent TV, but they knew what real violence was.
They knew. And you know, a little kid says, now that's what happens when you don't do right. And those little kids, boy, hey, that taught me a lesson. I'm not going to do anything like that guy did.
Well, I tell you, so much. You know, two Texas governors who were installed by the North during Reconstruction were removed at cannon point. And I had forefathers that were involved in that. And today, they don't teach that in school. People don't know that our heritage is kicking out bad government and that that's in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you know, the Constitution gives us the power or the right to petition to redress government. Doesn't do any good today. I know a fellow that took over 2 million signatures on petitions to Washington, D.C., and he doesn't even know what happened to them. They have big truckloads of them. They don't pay attention to the Constitution.
It's amazing. I want to take some calls, and specifically,
sure,
listeners. I know we've got Paul and Jim and Benny and others. We're going to get to you in just a second. But if you specifically want to talk about Real ID Act and Premises Act, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. But, Derry, as if you're talking to a bunch of dumbbells, and we're all pretty smart, but we're not experts on this subject like you are. For those that just joined us or don't know what it is, just recap nationally what it is, how Texas has fallen to the enemy, how we're pathetic idiots, because that's what we are. We need to be told we took a hook, line, and sinker so we can wake up and be ashamed and stop this, and then tell us what this is going to do. For those that don't know, I'm looking at the actual documents. It's hell on earth, but Derry, tell us about it.
Well, your Texas law is worse than what the federal law said. The federal law just wants to, first of all, you have to have a premise ID. You will not be able to buy or sell without a premise ID. You say, well, I'm going to the sale barn, and I'm going to buy a calf, and I'm going to bring him home and butcher him. Okay, you go to the sale barn, and before you pay for that calf, you've got to have a premise ID. So the government knows right where that calf is. If you take a calf to the sale barn, and you want to sell that calf, they can't take him unless he is coming off of a farm that has a premise ID, and he's going to have the calf number in his ear or under the skin or however they're going to do it. That's not quite settled as of yet. But It goes right back to, and here's what I think is happening. I can see the handwriting on the wall. And we know that we're going into a one world government, into a new world order. And we know that when we have this one world leader, he is going to make sure that every individual has a mark. They're going to have to be identified.
They're already talking about making all employees take a chip, but for now, Homeland Security wants you with your new national ID card to have RFID to have any job,
right.
And then bosses will have to scan that each day.
All right, we didn't have time, and we're going to run out of time here, but this digital angel, they have the electronic tags, they have the scanners, they have the database. What I think they're doing, and I think the world leaders are behind this, and the world leaders...
This is the infrastructure for the scanners under the cover of premises identification.
You bet, and the animal ID. If they can get the animals all identified and get this thing to work into a database, then they can say, okay, this is for animal health, now we have control of the animals, everything's fine, now let's get control of the people
way. It works so well stopping the bird flu and everything else, now we can stop human pandemics with this, and then that ties into the forced inoculation under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Gary, you're absolutely right, and I want people to understand, I'm looking at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, they did their own analysis, and they admit that these things are RFID tracked by the cell towers and then track it by satellite. This is the control grid, and Digital Angel and Apply Digital Solutions is lobbying to make you take a chip every time you go in the hospital.
Well, you'll only have the one chip, the way I see it. But you know, they've indoctrinated the people to where they want them. Weekly Reader, Weekly Reader is a little publication. I don't know. Did you take Weekly Reader when you were in grade school?
I know Time Magazine and Newsweek for Kids both have run two stories apiece telling kids in the future they will all have chips and, quote, don't listen to your parents. They're just backwards. Chips are cool. And I know in the January 6, 2000 Army report that went out, they said that they're going to use fads to convince everyone to take chips and that the military is going to oversee a chipped American population.
Well, the Weekly Reader did a poll. Some 2,000 plus kids answered it. 85% of these fourth graders said, yeah, we'd like to have the chip. It was only 12% that said no.
So I was unaware of that.
People, they, like you said, they think it's cool.
Well, it's the way they pose it. If you could have access to really cool things and be secure and it'd keep you safe, do you want the chip? I bet that's how they ask.
And you know, the Mennonites and the Amish, with their animals, they say if you put the chip in the animal, it's the same as putting it in the people, because the people own the animals, and they say they're going to lose they're going to lose their salvation if they do that.
And of course, CPS is already grabbing their kids and harassing them, and they're under attack.
So anyway.
By the way, Derek, you've done big reports on CPS coming into big mainstream Christian private schools and grabbing kids. And then, of course, they've been losing in court now, getting sued. But, I mean, America's turning into a hellish pit.
Yeah, child protection has probably ruined more homes than any other one organization or any other one thing that's ever happened.
But, Derek, when you were a young man, did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that Russia could even be this weird?
No, it's hard to believe. And like you said about our grandparents coming back, they would, I think we would see another civil war.
People knew that. I mean, freedom's all you got. Once you're a slave, it's horrible. I mean, it's terrible to be a slave. It's terrible to be controlled and tracked. And people back then knew, and they loved liberty and freedom more than anything, Derry.
Well, you know, let's just go back. My grandfather ran a business, and he hired and fired people. Today, he couldn't fire somebody. You see, just little freedoms like that, and people have learned to live with that. Oh, you can't fire me. You know, I've got tenure. Look at our school teachers. I was a school teacher once. I had a little tenure built up, but, you know, to me, if you want to get rid of somebody, it's your business. If you're paying the bill, they got to do what you tell them, but not in today's market anymore. I mean, the whole thing is just topsy-turvy.
Yeah, they've taken authority away from the people. Let's take a few calls here. Do we specifically, out of all these calls, have anybody that wants to specifically talk on Real ID, John? Art in Kansas, then I'll go to the others that have been holding. Art, you're on the air with Larry Brownfield. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Art. Good to have you with us.
I tuned in late, but I didn't know if you covered this, that Burlington Northern Santa Fe wants to open a second port in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, for those that don't know, they call them ports, but they're these big international railheads, and Mexico will have first dibs on that. Well, Larry, tell us about it.
Well, they're smart ports. This port is, first of all, it's going to be part of an international corridor.
This corridor
is going to reach from southern Texas, actually from the Mexican border.
And that's what the New World Order is. They just hand over the infrastructure, and then you've got to go through the... So it'll no longer be America. That's the New World Order. Go ahead.
No, but this one comes in from our west coast.
Now, I understand, sir. Derry, go ahead and tell us about
it. Well, I was just going to say the one that I'm really familiar with that goes into the smart port there in Kansas City, is going to be running on Interstate 35. It'll mostly follow Interstate 35.
Yeah, they're already building it.
It'll be like a quarter of a mile wide. It's going to have about 8 lanes of traffic. It's going to have a couple of railroad tracks, one going north and one going south.
And all the illegal aliens will be allowed to be within that corridor. It won't be America.
Well, I doubt if Americans are going to be able to get on this thing.
Oh, no, that's official. That was even in Time magazine. Sir, I live right by it. They're building it right now, Derry.
Yeah, the Texas, what do you call it down there?
Trans-Texas Corridor.
Trans-Texas Corridor, right.
And guess who owns it? Spain, my friend. It makes the port deal with UAE look like pennies compared to a billion. I mean, it just doesn't even fit into the same scope. And by the way, there's another unelected board at the state level that's got control of it. We don't even have control over it, Derry. 97% of Texans in polls are against it, Derry. So what are they doing? Telling us they got cops with guns. We better shut up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, Jerry Brownfield is just such an amazing individual. I mean, he really is. For people that don't know who he is listening in Chicago or L.A. or places like that right now, I got to get him back up sometime for 2 hours just to take calls. Phones have been loaded even before he got on with us. There's no way to go to everybody. I'm going to try to go to Paul, Jim, and Bernie real quick, give you each about 30, 40 seconds. Before we go back to Jerry Brownfield, listen, if you believe in what we're doing, get my videos. Get Road to Tyranny, get Martial Law, get Order to Death, get the other books and videos we carry. We have a video and bookstore at InfoWars.com, the secure online shopping cart. And I hope you'll get the videos and make copies of them and get them out to people. I carry a bunch of other great films and books you can get and get out to folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can download them all online or get a membership there for 15 cents a day. They have monthly memberships. Right now, 5+ months free with a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So sign up there or get hard copies at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And don't forget other great sponsors like Berkey Water, BerkeyWater.com. Don't forget folks like CalBenPureSoap.com, Made in America. Just support us and our affiliates and what we're doing. I've been so busy talking today, I haven't really plugged anything, and that's what makes it possible. And support all our fine affiliates out there as well. Derry, this Real ID Act, you said Texas complying with the feds lobbying really has woken up the rest of the country. People who were in denial now are realizing this is Big Brother on steroids.
You bet it is. And the sad thing is that they should have realized what was taking place before it became a law. But I would almost bet you that if enough people show up and enough people do the right things and say the right things to the right folks, they can get this changed in Texas.
Well, now they're just canceling all the, quote, meetings where they claim that, you know, we're supposed to give our public input. So now they're just not having the meetings. They just keep canceling them.
Yeah, I saw that. I guess I get the same information you do. They were going to have one back in May, and then they moved it up to the 23rd or something of March, and they said, no, they're going to not have it at all, and these people are concerned, and I even understand there's a move on just to do away with the entire animal health division there in the Department of Agriculture in Texas.
Yeah, what we need to do is, the problem is that I've talked to vets, and they're being told, hey, you got to do this. The National Veterinary Association says so. So, quote, through regulations to even get their insurance, they're going to make people to render care do it.
Now, I had not seen that. But, again, people are so, all the vets have to do is say, not only no, but hell no, we're not going to do it.
I agree.
As simple as that.
Let's jam a few calls in. Paul in Missouri, up there with Derry. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind, Paul?
Well, I'd just like to have your thoughts on why the assault weapons ban was allowed to expire and it's basically fallen off the radar.
Okay, thank you for the call. Wow, you held for a while to get that answer. I didn't know you were on a cell phone or we'd have gone to you earlier. I apologize, Paul. Because Bob Barr said on this show, former congressman, member of the NRA board, that Bush tried to get it passed, but he couldn't because we took action. But he used regulations to try to continue to enforce that and other laws. He said Bush is just unconstitutionally still trying to enforce a bunch of stuff. Derry?
I don't know enough about it.
Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, you're on the air with Derry Brownfield.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
I wanted to call about something else, but this really hit home. I am a farmer. I raise sheep, and we have that premise number and all of that. But the big thing is the textile industry. Back in the 80s, we had 40 different places we could sell wool. We were getting $2.40 a pound for it. In the early 90s, it went down below a penny a pound.
But guess what? The companies are selling it for more than they ever did. Well, why have you taken the premises ID? You don't have to do that, do you?
Yes, we have no choice. And if you want to sell sheep...
I'm not sure. Has Michigan passed a law?
Well, that's what...
They just tell you that.
I don't think Michigan has passed a law. I think.
See, they just tell you, sir. They're liars. Derry, we're out of time. Happy trails, my friend.
Hey, good talking to you.
You bet. Vaya con Dios. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello,